You listen to Vectis Radio, and I've just been joined by Anne from Megan Baker. You're mouthing the words at me. I know.
I'm so just checking.
It's Megan Baker.
Estate agents, that's
not
right.
Not Bakers.
Yes. Megan Baker.
So, do you know, in the last hour, we had a lady called, she was in from Inner Space.
Right.
But it was Inner Spaces.
Right.
And so many people, like Cliff Richards, they put an S on the end, so it's Megan Baker.
That's
so if
correct.
You're doing a search for Megan Baker,
yes.
Leave off the S, because there ain't
the S.
One.
That's it, yes.
So how long have you been there?
We've been there 10 years, so 2015 is our 10th year at Megan Baker Estate Agents. Megan and I worked together at a previous estate agents before she bought an agency and then turned it into Megan Baker Estate Agents. So yeah, 10 years this year.
I can't believe you've been going 10 years.
I know, it's gone so fast.
That's it. That really is incredible. So where were you based first of all?
In my career, as it were, or estate agency?
Megan Baker.
No, Megan Baker started 10 years ago, so that's when the business started. She bought Crocker Estate Agents in Cowes.
So it was Cowes, that's where you were based?
Yes, sorry, Cowes, right. Apologies. Yes,
okay,
we were
right.
Based in Cowes, and that's where we've stayed, yes.
Right. Do you get around? Have you got places in other...
Yeah, we've only got one office, so we all work out of the base in Cowes, but we cover the whole island from there.
Okay. I mean, it makes sense nowadays, because we've got the internet and so on, it's made it...
Absolutely. It's nice to have a high street presence where people can walk in and can see you, but the internet, you know, a car, everything else, you can go wherever you need and nowhere's far on the island. So it spreads the business quite nicely like that.
So have you got an even spread of houses all around the island?
We have, yeah, absolutely. When we first started, predominantly it was Cowes properties, because that was our focal point and that's where we were based. But as time has gone on and our reputation has kind of spread over the island, then it's gone further afield. So yeah, we've got a nice spread all over the island.
And you're all ladies, aren't you?
We are, yes, that's right, yes. As I say, not necessarily by design, more by accident, but we find it works really well most of the time with all girls in the office, and I think that we have that females have a kind of a trust element when they're dealing with people. It's a bit like car salesman, and he's sorry any car salesman listening, but it's that male kind of suited and booted car salesman can be a bit intimidating if you're a female on your own or you're a bit nervous about anything. And I think sometimes having a female presence just makes it a bit more reassuring.
That's a really good point to make. I mean, obviously we don't want to, you know, give blokes a hard time, because
no,
I'm sure they're good
at
what they do. But
absolutely, there are some excellent male estate agents out there, so it's not about that. It's about being a little bit different and having that slightly empathetic side to a business that can be quite hard and a process that can be quite stressful.
And does it make it easier, because let's be honest, I would imagine the majority of houses depend on whether the woman likes it or not.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
Because you can kind of relate to a lady's mind better.
That's right. And it's also about honing in on what the language is when people are looking around a property. So you're right, if the guy likes it and the woman doesn't, it's never going to happen. But if it's the other way round, there is a possibility that she will persuade him, because females focus very much on the home kind of fuzzy warm side of the house, whereas the guys traditionally look at what work they've got to do and you know, have I got a garage for my bits and pieces. That's a very stereotypical way of looking at it, but that generally seems to be the trend. So yes, being a female, you get that a little bit more of an intuition about what works and what doesn't for people.
Now, we had a bit of a crash and a bang a few years ago. So how much better are things?
Things are getting better. We've had a few fits and starts. The big crash, well, there's been two, but in my history of doing this was sort of 2008, 2009, when certainly on the island we found things went down very, very quickly. We have recovered since then, so some house prices are better than they were at that time. Some are on a par and some are still slightly under. It depends on the house, it depends on all sorts of things, but generally, yes, we're on a better trend than we were back in those days.
So when we read things in the national newspapers and they say, oh, the average wage, or not the average house price,
yep,
you know, two up, two down, is X, and we're all thinking on the island, blimey, mine's a two up, two down, ain't worth that.
Absolutely.
What is the you know, the average two up, two down house worth on the island?
You are, again, that's a really hard question to answer, because it all depends on where it is. But if you take an average, two up, two down, mid-terrace will be somewhere around about 130,000, 140,000. Now, some of those might be 120, some of those might be 150, but your average is around about that price range. But you take a little two up, two down cottage in the countryside, and that'll be a different price altogether. So as an average, that's probably what you're looking at.
Do you know what? I know that I've put you on the spot just then, but what was nice about it is you answered the question, and I understand it.
Right.
Whereas in the national papers, they just say it's that price.
Absolutely.
And they don't explain areas and things like that.
Well, they can't, because there's so much diversity, and you can't pinpoint and say that is the national average house price. They can take it as a collective. That's what averages do, isn't it? But every area is different, and obviously a two-bed mid-terrace house over here compared to one in the middle of London is a whole different ballgame. So you have to look at it locally, and you have to base it on what's going on around you in your particular area.
Wouldn't it be nice if our newspapers explain things the way you just have?
Well, yeah, they don't have the time, I think, is the problem.
So, I mean, it just, so for instance, if we were thinking about buying, or if we were thinking about selling and we wanted to get in touch with you, how do we do that?
Okay, well, the best way is to talk to us on the phone. So our telephone number is 280-555. We've got our website as well, which is www.meganbakerestateagents.com, and that does have an S on the end, .com. But we're always happy to help anybody who's thinking about the process, whether they've done it before or whether they haven't. We're very good at guiding people through what they need to do.
Now, one thing I've noticed is that you not only do you do the estate agent thing, you offer the advice and all that kind of stuff, you've also got behind a charity.
We have, yes. This is something we've been wanting to do for a long time, and we've been looking at the charities and trying to find the right one that fits us. So we've linked up with Ability Dogs for Young People. It's an island-based charity, which was incredibly important, and we liked their ethos about helping young people, and people on the island specifically. So we met up with the lady that runs it, and she is she's very committed to what she's doing, and she has been doing this kind of thing for a long time, but only a couple of years on the island. So it's a fairly new charity over here, so we felt that they needed and deserved our support.
It's a lovely thing to be able to say, hey, we're estate agents, but this is what we're doing as well. I don't think anybody else is doing that.
I don't know. I think charity is something that some estate agents are looking at getting into more. A lot of them support the big charities. You know, the hospice is a very local one and a very, very close to a lot of people's hearts, and they get a tremendous amount of support. And it's very hard to choose one because there are so many deserving causes.
Sure.
But we're huge animal lovers in the office. We're very committed to focusing, as I said, on something that's important to the island, because we're a local business, and this combined the two things that we're very passionate about.
So if we wanted to find out more about that, there must be a website there.
There is a website for this one.
You looked a bit terrified there.
I know, because you asked me this last time and I couldn't remember what the website was, but it's www.abilitydogs4yp.org.uk, and Carol there is the lady that runs it, and you can also contact them on 216 246. They do look for volunteer puppy parents, so anybody who wants to be a parent to their young puppies that are in training to help the young people, they're always on the lookout for volunteers. So if it's something that you think floats your boat and you might be interested in helping out with, then speak to Carol. She's a lovely lady, very passionate and committed to what she's doing.
Do you know, it's incredible how we started this interview with talking about houses, and we ended up with talking about puppy parents.
Absolutely, that's right. Yes, it's a diverse world out there, isn't it?
It is. Just give us those details again one more time.
Okay, so the website address is abilitydogs4yp.org.uk, and Carol's telephone number is 216 246.
And if you were thinking about buying or selling, in or just want some advice, the number is
280-555, and you can speak to any of our lovely ladies in the office.
Okay, and the website once again is
Megan Baker Estate Agents.com.
And thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And you